There's a lot of case studies here, and many of the recruiting scandals rise out of many of the scandals rise out of recruiting, right?
Absolutely.
One of the ones you're talking about is called the so-called hostesses, and it's a case at the University of Tennessee. Now, that's one that, you know, you don't see when you're watching Saturday the day, right?
Absolutely.
What are hostesses, and tell us?
Well, hostesses are essentially the first face that a college recruit, a high school recruit, will see coming on campus. They're vivacious, they're flirtatious, they know the program inside and out. They have been trained to act as the out front face of the program. What Jeff and I document, and on the record through a young woman named Lacey Pearl Earps at Tennessee, was her experience as known as the closer. She was the top hostess there. And what happens is there are sexual relationships that go on between the college girls and the high school athletes coming in. Not in Lacey's case,
right,
but there's a tremendous amount of flirtation and intimation that the possibility of a relationship exists. And that's a powerful allure. Think about it. A high school boy, 17 or 18 year old, on essentially a weekend date with a 21 or 22 year old girl, it's a very powerful, it's kind of like a secret weapon that these schools
have.
And
it's it's known by the authorities in this case.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
The schools, you know, the hostess programs are integral parts of the athletic departments in many ways. And certainly in the media guides, they're treated as these sort of inert but outgoing aspects of the program. When in fact, particularly in conferences that are so competitive like the SEC, they are crucial to getting these recruits to commit.